Hey, what's up everybody? Jason Bordeaux here with another Business with Bordeaux broadcast. So today I wanted to discuss the current situation with AT&T and Spectrum or Time Warner Cable. So currently I think AT&T is trying to buy out Time Warner, and there is a huge situation where the government is trying to figure out whether or not they should block that from happening, how the deal should be constructed, mainly because there's, you know, always a concern about a monopoly. But if you look at other areas in our economy, there are already currently monopolies in place. Now, the thing about it is in the capitalistic free market society, there's always supposed to be competition. And so you're not supposed to have one company that completely dominates a market, because the government's supposed to step in to stop that from happening, so it doesn't become too power controlling, or have one company have too much power over a whole entire industry, because it's not good for consumers, it's not good for anybody. And so, but the problem is this already exists. If you look at the NFL, there's no competition to the NFL at all. Nobody can start up a football sports league that can legitimately compete against the NFL. Same thing with the NBA, same thing with the MLB. You know, there's just, it's not competitive. And so, in its own way, it's a monopoly, which, you know, nobody complains about, because everybody pretty much watches the NFL. But when you're looking at definitions and standards of a free market system, that actually doesn't fit. And even if you look at Facebook, Congress has actually had meetings where they've talked about breaking up Facebook, saying Facebook has way too much market control, market share. Google is kind of the same way. You know, anytime somebody's looking up something, nobody says, "Hey, why don't you Bing that?" Or, "Hey, why don't you Yahoo Answers that?" No, nobody says that. Everybody says Google it. Google is like 99% of everybody's default browser. And they're jumping into the, you know, they're in the tech market, they're in everything. And so, you know, looking at these companies and you wonder, is the United States, by definition of having open market competition and having, you know, not impossible barriers to entry, you know, are we still functioning like a free market society? You know, it's debatable. You know, I think Facebook's probably the biggest debatable one there, because you do have Twitter, you do have Snapchat, Instagram. Even though Facebook bought out Instagram, Facebook tried to buy out Snapchat. Honestly, I think if Facebook were to go and try to buy Snapchat or Twitter and it almost went through, I honestly think the government might have a problem with that. They might actually step in and do something. They've already did that with Walgreens and Rite Aid. Walgreens had a deal to buy out Rite Aid, everything was fine, and then the SEC, the Security Exchange Commission, came in and said, "No, Rite Aid, you have to sell X amount of stores, that way there isn't a monopoly in the market. That way there's not way too much control to one organization or one company." And so these are important things when thinking about business. I'm a very, very pro small business guy. I don't think I've bought a shirt from any kind of big box retail store in forever. I always get my stuff from other companies, whether it's from Artist or True Strength Apparel, Trackstar, or something like that. I'm very much about small business, because I support, I like the little man who's trying to make a difference locally in whatever way they can. I support that. And so, in doing that, I think about these huge stores like Walmart, which makes it kind of impossible for small little mom and pop stop shops to stay open. But, you know, in today's market, you kind of have to specialize. And so, you know, that's kind of going to be your way to compete against companies like Walmart, is to have a specialization store. So you got like Batteries Plus. They have nothing but batteries, every kind of battery you can think of. And Walmart can't carry all those batteries, so they have a little bit of way to compete with a Walmart. So anyway, specialization is a way to go, you know, because otherwise you're not going to be able to compete with the Lowe's, with the Walmart. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. Hit me up, and I hope you have a great weekend.